Hello and welcome back to Random Rambles. We haven't seen each other since last year. I had to make that joke, I'm sorry. I'm joined here with Maggie and Gabe today.
Hello.
Hello.
So do you know how this works?
No.
Okay, so basically, I have a hat. This week's hat is like it's a little winter hat because it's getting cold outside.
It looks like a possum.
It's a hat and it has a mustache on it and you can bring it down to cover your face.
Ooh.
It looks like you have a mustache on. I almost said mushroom. It's doing great. But we go around and we draw all the topics and then that's what we talk about and just kind of go off into our own conversations, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But before we...
No. Is there a time limit?
No.
Ooh, okay.
But before we get started with that, how are your guys' breaks?
It was good. I just worked. Which is fine. It's better than, I guess, not doing anything.
Did you get the Apple Watch?
Yeah, I got an Apple Watch for Christmas.
Ooh.
I love it. I actually do. Because I don't know. When I'm at work, I look down and see what time it is.
It's nice.
Instead of, like, pulling out my phone and everything.
Watches are fun.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I like the little one that, like, I think it was a Casio. I had in, like, third grade, whatever. But it told me, like, whenever an hour would pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd give me a little beep beep. And it was the best part of my day.
I feel like that would get annoying fast for the teacher.
Oh, it did. They didn't like me.
Well, how was your break? You do.
I drove really far, like over 400 miles at least, going between Westfield and Plainfield.
Oh.
And I just kept going back and forth, and it was very fun, but it was snowing, and I was scared. That was my entire break. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay. How was yours?
I had Christmas and New Year's. I went to my friend's house for New Year's. Christmas was pretty good. Got some good things, but it was pretty chill. All I did was play Hogwarts Legacy because that's what I got for Christmas.
That's fun. Oh, yeah. I went over to my friend's house on New Year's. We had a sleepover.
That's what we did. Yeah.
It was fun.
Since you are the guest, would you like to draw the topic first?
Oh, okay. All right. Wait, where is it?
It's in the hat.
Do I just pull one out and read it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of pulling a rabbit out of the hat, you pull a topic out of the hat.
Would you rather be in, I don't know, in the extreme cold or extreme heat?
Yes. Cold.
I do not like the heat.
Yes.
I
like heat.
No.
Personally.
If it's hot, I get angry. Like, I really do not like the heat.
Oh, well, the thing with the heat is you can't, like, take layers off. When it's cold outside, you can put more and more layers on.
Yeah.
Until you're warm.
Yeah, but then I have to go pee. And I'm like, man, I don't want to take all these layers off and use the bathroom. I'd much rather be in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I just wear sweatshirts, so summer's not for me.
Yeah.
I wore sweatshirts in Arizona. It was 100 plus degrees out, and I'm wearing a hoodie.
How?
I was warm. It was like an insulator, though. It like blocked the sun.
I don't know.
I think I would get too hot.
Yeah. Me too.
I got a little silly. I got dehydrated, but it was great.
So when you're in Arizona wearing a sweatshirt, be sure to drink water.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Or just don't wear a sweatshirt in Arizona in the summer.
You could do both: drink water and not wear a sweatshirt.
That's probably actually better.
Yeah.
Out of everything. But no, I don't mind being cold. Like, it doesn't bother me. Call me Elsa.
Do you let it go?
Sometimes.
The snow glows. I'm going to stop myself
right there.
The snow
glows?
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight?
Not a footprint to be seen.
Wow. A kingdom of isolation. We're going to stop right there.
Yeah.
But anyways, do you want to get on to our next topic? Because I think we could go on for a little bit more.
Do you get the little hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose hat was this? Yours?
Yes, this is my hat.
Nice.
I can do it next, so I'll take the hat.
You get the hat.
Thank you.
Would you want to sing live? Sing like a rock star or look?
Or cook like
cook. Like
my handwriting's off.
A gourmet chef. Chef. Actually, no. I really do wish I could sing good because I would love to be in a musical. But sing like a rock star? I don't know. Like a screaming?
No, it could just be like...
Just sing good?
Yeah, just sing good, I guess.
Okay, I would do general, sing good.
Yeah. I'd like to sing good too.
Yeah. Like, isn't that so cool? You'd be like, oh, I could sing. Like, what?
I'd rather play an instrument than sing.
Why?
I don't know. I would rather be able to cook. Because I just enjoy baking.
I do too.
Yeah, I was going to say cook at first. Because also, like, if you know how to cook, then, well, you need food to, like, live. I don't know. I feel like that's, like.
Good food is even better to live on.
Yeah. And if you know how to cook, you're like, yeah, I could just whip you up something real quick.
And if you're, like, a gourmet chef, you could just find whatever's in the fridge and be like, gourmet meal right here.
Yeah.
Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
An egg and cheese sandwich.
Yep. Good stuff.
What kind of bread do you put it on?
White bread. Or sourdough. But never like the wheat bread.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it on like a bagel or like a biscuit?
Yeah. I got that from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh. I've never had it from Dunkin' Donuts.
I was about to say, is theirs good?
It's not awful. Like, it's not amazing. It's fast food. But like... Mm-hmm. It's worth it if you're trying to drive to school and get yourself a little snack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to get it when I got to school last year.
Dunkin'?
No. The school lunch had, like, egg and cheese sandwiches, but the eggs were a bit sketchy. Mm-hmm. So I took them off. And just ate cheese and bread.
They didn't have sausage?
Which tasted great.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Minus the grill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And kind of soggy cheese. Because it's school.
Like my school cheese.
Yeah.
It's like a government cheese.
Plastic cheese.
Mm-mm-mm. It's like my microplastics, but in a liquid.
Ugh. There is this one cheese, like the nacho cheese at school is pretty good. But like the cheese on the cheeseburgers and stuff.
Not good.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
What?
It's just a little sketchy.
Cheese, yeah, especially when it, like, if it's been sitting there a while, then there's, like, a little film on top. I don't know if that's, like, that, but that's how ours is. And so you gotta, like, break it up. You gotta mix it around.
Oh, yeah, the nacho cheese at school, yeah.
Yeah.
All cheeses are like that, though. Like, if you get, like, you know, like, when you go to a Mexican restaurant.
Taco Bell?
No.
No. Oh.
Do you like Taco Bell?
I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is good, but I only get 3 soft tacos.
You're not eating the menu right. There's nacho fries.
I haven't tried them. I do want to try them.
The nacho fries are back.
They are. They've been back like 18 times now.
Yeah, I know. Like they go away and then they come back.
And every time I'm like, I'm going to try it. And then I don't.
I had them once and they were really soggy.
You get the wrong nacho fries.
I went to the wrong Taco Bell.
Yes.
My favorite thing they've had that was like a special time thing was that like chicken wrap.
The chicken chipotle wrap?
I don't know. It was like a taco, but and the taco was like chicken and cheese and like a little spicy sauce.
Chipotle. I think that was last year.
It was last year. And it was so good.
I ordered that once and I said, man, this is not my thing. And then I went to the grilled cheese burrito.
Was that good?
It is very good.
Grilled cheese burrito?
I just don't try anything new.
You should try new things.
Yeah, I've gotten like 3 soft tacos since I've ever been there. And I tried Chalupas, and they were good. But I don't know, I just keep going back.
I just don't really care for it. I'd rather go to a Mexican restaurant.
What do you define as a Mexican restaurant?
I don't know. I don't know.
Give me an example.
Like where they have like...
Mexican like, food?
Yeah.
Like Tex-Mex? Or is it like actual...
Like, it's, like, they have, like, rice and cheese, and they have, like, burritos.
Like Chipotle?
Not Chipotle. No, like, you go in and you dine in the restaurant. It's not fast food.
Can you get it to go?
I know what you mean.
I mean,
Lorelai.
You can get it to go, yes.
So Chipotle.
No, not Chipotle. Steps.
Qdoba. No. Qdoba was good. I had it the first time the other day with my cousin. It was good. Even though I just got a quesadilla with chicken and cheese on it. It was delicious.
You, chips. Eat the most bland thing.
I know. And then we went again and I tried the queso and I was like, I don't even like this. Like,
what?
I don't know. I'm so like.
The queso is
so good.
I know. But no, I don't know. I couldn't eat it.
I mean, you're trying a new place. Try something new. Get that whatever their special is.
I don't know.
I don't know. I have you ever had like their chips, like when you get to the bottom of the bag, they're really salty.
From where?
Qdoba.
Nope.
No.
I haven't been to Qdoba.
Oh.
There's a little oops.
Never mind then. Let's draw the topic.
Wow, I'm really running away from that one.
Right. Yeah. I can do that.
Can you read your own handwriting?
I can read my own handwriting.
Okay. That's good.
What thing scares you the most?
Spiders.
Yeah, I was going to go spiders too. I really do not like spiders. I don't know. They freak me out.
A spider tried to get me when I was a kid. I was so scared. It was like a really big wolf spider. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't like it. And then I ran crying.
When you see spiders, do you have to kill them or do you have to like pick them up and let them outside?
Pick them up? No, I kill them.
Put them on a piece of paper and you let them go outside.
No. I light the entire house on fire and I decide it's not worth it.
That's me with ticks. I do not like ticks.
I've never had to deal with a tick.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Huh. Well, I live in the countryside. Yeah.
What is the countryside? Like, where do you draw the line between like suburban and like country?
Like, I feel like neighborhoods draw the line. Like, as you get further into Plainfield, there's more neighborhoods compared to where I am.
Right.
Where the houses are more spread out. Like, I feel like the neighborhoods where the houses look the same are more of a suburban areas.
Right. So, are you saying, like, HOA versus no HOA? Or
yes.
Okay. So, independent.
And a bunch of fields.
Do you have corn around you?
Yes.
Nice.
I have corn and beans.
Do you do you plant your own corn?
No, I don't plant. Well, we had a garden at one point, but my grandparents' house, the farmer, we know a farmer, and he plants like beans or corn every year. Because
mm-hmm.
my grandparents own like, I don't know if they own it or like they, I don't know how that works.
They rent it?
They own it. I think they own it, but it's like the field space.
Right.
And they let the farmer use it.
Right.
But we also have, like, woods out there where we go, like, morel mushroom hunting in the spring every mushrooms? Year. Mushrooms?
The fun ones?
Like, morel mushrooms.
The ones that you, like, cook and eat on, like, pizza? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you like don't mushrooms? Eat them on pizza. I think you could. I've never eaten them because I've seen the things that come out of them.
Oh.
Ooh.
And I don't like it because you put them in, like, salt water before you cook them to get mm-hmm. all the bugs and stuff out. Or it might be a little crunchy.
Well, I mean, as long as you don't know, it's okay. Because you can be blissfully ignorant of all the things living inside the food you eat.
That's true. The bugs aren't bad for you.
It's protein.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
No, thank you. I've seen the centipedes floating at the top of the water, and I'm okay.
Yeah, you don't eat centipedes.
There's centipedes and, like, spiders.
That, never mind. I take it back. I'm never going to eat a mushroom again.
I don't eat mushrooms.
Those are like the morel mushrooms. The ones that you get at the store should be fine.
I like what the little like stringy ones.
Like what really are morel mushrooms?
Morel, they're like, you know, they have the stems and then the top of it is like a little blob and it has like holes in it.
No.
Why do you pick them? For what?
My mom just enjoys it and then my family and friends eat them.
Oh, okay.
It's like cathartic.
I would go
my
out
my mom
and pick
fell
mushrooms.
Off a cliff.
Wow.
That's a trying to pick try. One. And my dad described it as she swung from the vine, from like the tree vine, as
Tarzan?
What yeah. in the world?
Because she was trying to pick one on like the side of a cliff that led it down into a creek area.
Yeah.
So it's like a little drop off.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Well, I'm assuming you still have a mom, so I'm assuming yeah. you're okay.
She just goes to very extreme ends.
Honestly, mushrooms can make people go that way.
Like,
oh, that's kind of cool. I've never seen it before, though.
Oh, I don't like that. It gives me, like, trichophobia.
And that's where all, like, the bugs are inside of it.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't, like, eat those.
Like, that's a big one. And then
have you eaten one before?
No.
No? Not even tried it?
I think I might have tried it, maybe. There's one, like, the size of my sister's head.
I don't like the way they look. They're, like, scaring me.
I don't like the way they feel. Like, I have to hold them with my, like, shirt.
That's also mm-hmm. you. Like, I just wouldn't even interact with them.
Oh. I wouldn't be like, ooh, let me pick that up.
When I go into the woods for morel mushroom hunting season, I have to wear like, because I'm terrified of ticks. Right. So I do everything I can to not get ticks on me. Like long pants, boots, my pants tucked into my boots. Because we like go through, there's this area where there's a lot of mushrooms at, and there's some like fallen down trees, and there's a lot of overgrown stuff because it's the right. woods. And then I always have to wear like a, either like a sweatshirt or a coat that has long sleeves and a hood.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them getting in my hair.
Do you have to go out there and pick them?
I don't have to, but my mom likes it, and I go out there, and I enjoy it, too.
Oh, okay.
Because you get to walk around in the woods, and there's this little area. Well, there's a few creeks, because the creek runs through the property.
Like runoffs? Like, where the creek also goes? Or is it just one, like, creek?
No, it's, like, one creek.
Okay. Like, it branches off? Like a few creeks, or?
There's a creek in the front, and then there's a creek in the very back, but they I think they might be the same.
Two creek, one house.
Yes. But, like, they're the big one we go to, the bigger one of the two.
It's like having two beaches. And, like, beachfront property.
Yeah, you have your own beach. Kind of. I almost stepped on a snake once in the creek.
Oh.
Never mind.
Scary beach. Snakes?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's snakes in the woods. It was a water snake.
So not the scary ones?
It would have bit me if I stepped on it.
Yeah.
Probably.
So a scary one.
I think all snakes are scary.
They're not poisonous.
Oh.
If they could bite you.
Then not scary.
How big was it?
Like that big? It wasn't very big one.
So like about
probably
about
the size of this if it was stretched out, but it was all like squirt.
two and a half feet.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You should have picked it up.
No.
Pick him up like by behind the head and like give him to someone as a little present.
See, my mom did that once. It was like this really long. It was probably like from here to here. It was a big snake.
Over 4 feet.
That's humongous.
But she picked it up and was carrying it around on the property, and we let the snake go. It slithers up into a tree above us.
Ooh.
Like it's gonna jump on top of us. And I'm like, I think we should go now, because I don't want a snake jumping on my head.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Just so excited to give you a hug. You wanted to say hello.
No.
I think so.
But
you want to do another topic?
Yeah, but no, I stepped on the snake almost because I was trying to go after these, trying to get a picture of what I think were quails. My mom thinks they were ducks.
Oh,
but they were too tiny to be baby ducks.
So they were baby quails?
I think they were quails, yeah.
Just like actual quails or baby quails?
There was a mom and there was babies.
What if they were just really, really small ducks?
It could be.
They could have been.
Let me look up what a quail is.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm opening up the next sheet.
Okay.
I can't read. Do you know any? I can't read that.
You want me to
read? Something lore.
Oh, do you know any folklore? If so, what's your favorite?
No.
I like that you knew it. You didn't even have to read
Yeah.
it.
I'm leaving that one in the
middle. Folklore. You mean like monsters?
Yeah, it could be, I guess. Like the Loch Ness Monster or something like that.
Is that folklore? Or is that a legend?
It's legend folklore, I guess.
Oh. I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite, but I do think they're all interesting.
Yeah.
Best I have is, like, actual history.
Of what is yours?
What?
It's, like, Montezuma's Castle, whatever, and Montezuma's Well.
Where at?
It's in Arizona, but, like, way, way, way north of the big city.
Have you been there?
What that is.
Yes.
Was it cool?
Kind of.
Did you see anything?
It was a giant, like, in the like, mountain, right? They carved out a bunch of, like, little houses, whatever. And
I think
system.
I know what you're talking about.
It's really cool, really interesting. It's, like, because the soil is so hard there, you can just carve straight into it.
I think I've heard something about that, yeah. That's pretty cool.
And then the well is scary because it's really, like, warm water, whatever, and all of, like, the probes that they send down always float back up.
Well, cool. Wells, I feel like, are... Every well is haunted, I feel like.
Every well?
I'm kidding.
It's probably because people like fall. Those wells.
I don't know.
They don't fall. They float. It was like a pond.
Was it big?
Yes.
It was?
It was huge. You could see it from like up a hill.
Like that's kind of cool.
200 feet up looking down on it. It was kind of red. But it was. I was thinking that was like rust or something.
Was it like the sand there?
No. Not really.
Was it because of the iron?
Probably. I'm pretty sure. Because it was like, it's like the surface of Mars, you know?
Yeah.
Where like rusts over time.
Oh.
Because isn't there like this, what's it called? There's like a river, but it looks like it's, we were talking about this yesterday. I was talking about this yesterday with someone. But it's like, they call it like the Bleeding River or something like that. Because like the iron from it makes it look red.
Yeah. But isn't that like the Red Sea or something too? Or is that a completely different thing?
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Does the Bleeding River lead into the Red Sea?
That's a good question.
How many seas are red?
Just that one. Have you seen like, where is it at? Australia?
What about it?
No, then they're completely unrelated.
No. There's this pond somewhere, but it's like pink. Have you seen the picture of that?
No.
It's like a pond or a lake, and it's like bright pink.
No. Go ahead.
I'm thinking of Yellowstone when you say like pink, because like Yellowstone has all the like blue and green.
Yeah, it's not that. I know that. It was like the hot spring. Like, what is that? What is that called?
Geysers?
Yes, geysers. Yes.
Okay, your turn.
Winning.
I was just going to say, have you seen those one things where it was like when you kick the water, it like is blue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The bioluminescent algae blooms.
Yeah, that's cool. I love every video that I see of
like
it.
The like the waves crash.
Yeah,
and then it's blue. Like, lights up.
You see, like, the surfers on it, and they, like, carve the waves, whatever, and it's lighting up behind them like a glow stick. Oh,
yeah, that's cool.
That's amazing.
You think you can draw little pictures in it with your finger?
No, it goes away too quick.
You do it really fast.
You're, like, trace out a giant heart, whatever, really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it'd, like, disappear. I'd be too scared. A little bioluminescent algae would touch me back and I'd be like, don't draw on the algae. Don't do that. Bless you.
Thank you.
You want me to draw?
Yeah, you can draw a topic. We've kind of gone off on a bit of some...
The ramble?
Rambles, yeah.
The
That's
ramble
the whole
ever.
Point.
I know that guy. He's in Studio B.
Who's in B? Man.
He's looking at me. He gave me goo-goo eyes outside the window.
Who is it?
Pearman.
Oh, okay.
Muscle Man.
Okay. If you were in a horror movie, would you die or would you survive? I think I would die.
I'd die too.
It depends what horror movie it is.
All of them at once.
Okay.
Is it a zombie movie? Is it...
If it's like a ghost one, like I think killer? I could survive.
A ghost?
But if...
me too. Never mind.
But if it's...
What?
If it was a ghost, yeah.
Like
I'm surviving.
If it's like a ghost or something like that, I think I could survive. If it was, like, a murderer, no. Like, if it was Michael Myers, no way.
Oh, there's, like, isn't there a third category? Like, Supernatural.
Aliens?
Yeah. I think I would die with Supernatural. Yeah, you should watch Supernatural. That's what I was going to tell you yesterday. You should watch Supernatural. It's a show.
I don't know about that.
I think you would like it. Okay, anyways.
Okay. Have you seen The Mothman Prophecies, that movie?
No, I've not.
Oh. But there's a book on it, too.
It was such a sad, oh. Like,
oh.
I feel bad now.
I don't know.
No,
okay.
But if it... Zombies? Definitely dying.
Oh, zombies, yeah. I would die, yeah.
They scare me.
Yeah. Mythical things? Probably dead.
Do you think if you were a zombie, like, if you got turned into a zombie, would you still, like, retain your memories?
No.
But as a zombie?
No. No, because if you did, you would. I don't think you would eat people.
Well, what if you were just really hungry?
That's true. What if it's like this disease that comes over you and it's like, I have to eat brains?
Then that would be really sad.
It's like a craving.
Yeah. It's like that.
I wouldn't want to turn into a zombie.
I wouldn't want to either.
Neither.
Probably go for a little swim in the ocean and just try and avoid it all.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But then it would turn into like a Lord of the Flies situation.
Like a single island.
Yeah, and then they just kill infected. Everyone.
I don't like Lord of the Flies. Is that a horror too? Would you consider that?
I don't know. I read it in seventh grade.
No.
Same.
I didn't even finish it because COVID happened.
Yeah. No, honestly, the ending was scary.
I think I read that in ninth grade.
Oh. We read like...
It was okay book.
I wouldn't call it like a horror. It was like more like dystopian.
Yeah. Because no.
It implied that the world was at war and they like crash landed there.
Yeah, their plane got shot down, I think.
From what I remember, yeah.
And it broke in half and all the adults were like gone, whatever. And it was just like a ton of kids. And then the kids all decided, man, we're making our own society. And then they made it really bad.
Yeah.
A lot of people died.
Yeah. A few too many.
It was not good. The graphic descriptions of the death.
I didn't like having to read that as a kid.
I know. Like, when Piggy died.
It was.
Sorry, spoilers.
You haven't read the book. It's like, I don't know.
I'm sure everyone has, like,
at least if you're listening to the radio, you're probably old enough to have read it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like. That was like, no thank you, I'm done reading this book.
Yeah, he was like the one. Him and Simon.
Simon was like the leader, right?
He was trying to be. He was a smart one that didn't like everything going to chaos.
He would have been a good leader.
If they'd listened to him, yes.
Yeah.
I always thought of Simon from Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm like, man, this guy is a goober.
It's just a bunch of British kids on an island.
They are like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Lore I accurate. Guess.
That movie, the one where they get stranded on the island.
Chipwrecked.
That was one of like, my favorite movies.
The third movie.
Yeah. I love that one of the Alvin and the Chipmunks. And then they came out with the fourth and I'm like, what the heck is this? The road trip one?
Yeah, no, I didn't even watch that one.
That one wasn't good.
I want to watch them all like back to back.
I was expecting Chipwrecked again, and I was like, what is this?
Chipwrecked 2.
Yes.
That would have been a good one. It's like a separate plot entirely.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing that I liked the most about it was like the guy in the whole, what was it, like seagull suit?
Not Dave. Ian.
Yes. That was funny.
I had a teacher last year that I said looked like Ian. From Alvin, because he was like balding, whatever. He was, and he was very silly.
What is that guy's name?
Can I have the hat?
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Pass it around.
We have a few more topics. We've been going very slow at these today.
Some days we go through them so fast.
Yeah.
And then you run out of ideas.
Yeah, and then we just talk about random things.
Would you rather live in the ocean or in deep? Space.
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 Bless you. I'm too scared of the ocean.
Thank you.
Actually, like, can I live, like, safely in the... safely in the ocean? Because maybe I would do want to live... No, but I really like space.
But would you live safely in space?
No.
But if I could just go around to planet, yeah, I would live up there.
But if it's, like, the space technology we have right now...
So you're just one space station floating around.
I'm okay
you go with
that.
The flow.
Yeah.
I think it would take ages to get to the planets. I think you'd be dead before you got to the next planet. You know, if you're just floating.
Our space station is slowly coming down. It's leaving orbit and coming towards the Earth again.
It is.
Is that good or bad?
It's like being decommissioned eventually. Because they're running out of fuel and it's too expensive to refuel it.
Oh.
So they're just going to let it like crash.
Okay. Hopefully not.
Like in the ocean probably.
Fingers crossed.
Well,
that would not be good if it just landed on someone's house.
It might just burn up in the atmosphere, though.
Oh, that's okay. True. Yeah.
But if it, like, I'm surprised it's not damaged by the amount of space debris we have in the atmosphere.
We have
like,
a ton.
We
have a ton.
Yeah.
Starlink is, like, massive. It's everywhere. It's like, netting the entire planet, so you can't really, like, get out unless you plan it really, really well.
Yeah, oh, we need to figure out a way to clean
that. I didn't know
that. If we want to do more space travel. Well, like, every time someone, like, goes off into space, like they leave, what is it? Like a part of the spaceship detaches, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that comes back. There's two disposable rockets that end up falling back to the Earth and aren't reused. And then there's one big fuel canister, right? The big, like, underside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think those actually got canceled. And now we're using the, what's Elon's star or something?
I don't know.
I have no
idea. I know he's made the Cybertruck.
Yeah, the Cybertruck does not crash very well. I tell you what, it does not fold. It's like one of those old cars.
It just goes boing.
Yes. No, there was a little Prius that got decimated by a Cybertruck.
Oh.
It was like the first accident. It was crazy because the Prius was like destroyed half of it. The front was like gone almost. The people were all okay.
Okay.
But the Cybertruck was untouched. It was a very intimidating thing to see.
I saw that you could take the side mirrors off of it.
Drive even riskier.
Like they're detachable.
Wait a minute. You need the side mirrors.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have them.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I heard was that when he was making it, he didn't want the side mirrors, and then he was told that he had to put them on.
For road safety, yes.
Yeah.
Why would he not want them? Just because it's like a different look?
Yeah, probably. And you can use cameras on the inside to simulate mirrors too. That's what I have in my little Mazda. It's like a 2016, whatever, but I have this nice big like rear view camera, whatever, that covers my blind spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is wonderful, so I don't accidentally drive into someone.
Yeah, when I get a car, I want a back camera at least.
Past 2016, those were required by law.
Oh,
so
amazing!
It's not a premium feature. You just need to get a new-ish car.
My dad tells me don't use them as much because
you should never trust them.
Yeah, you should never trust them because they don't accurately depict.
Yeah.
Not at all.
But, I mean, it's nice to have.
Bless you. Cameras on a car are really nice to have in general.
They are.
Because, like, having a dash cam,
yeah.
People do silly. I was up on my way up to Westfield, right? And there's this weird, it branches off and it goes, like, one road goes to Chicago and then there's two lanes that go over the top of the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it splits. But there was a guy who missed his turn and ended up trying to go to Chicago but started reversing.
What?
It was scary. Nobody was behind him, and I was like, thank God. But he would have stopped traffic and, like, destroyed what was ever, like, going on.
Like, on the interstate, that's he tried insane. To reverse.
Like, on the freeway. Like, the big loop around Indianapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
Not yet.
That's crazy. Why? Well,
thank you.
Why?
Because a bad driver will never miss their turn. it's something that's that my dad told me.
I like that saying.
Oh, our legal ID is WBDG FMHD1 Indianapolis. I'm Lila Smith, joined with Maggie and Gabe.
You remembered my name.
Yeah.
Yay. It's 9:05 a.m. on a wonderful Thursday morning-ish, maybe.
Cold Thursday morning?
I don't know how people
what's are driving. What is our weather forecast?
The weather.
I know the snow's gone up north more.
It has.
We're not going to get any more. We're going to get more rain than snow.
No.
Now.
I want snow.
Well, Friday it's going to rain a ton.
I love the snow.
And it's probably going to be it might be so cold on Saturday morning that it's going to be icy out.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have a 95% chance of rain. Our low is 28, our high is 45. Today's high is 40, our low is 33, so it won't freeze today. Saturday is going to be freezing all day. Sunday, freezing. Monday, still freezing. Tuesday, really, really cold.
Doesn't get in like the negatives.
Yes, that is.
What day? That's like Wednesday. Monday. That's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we don't go to school.
Yeah, like, we don't go to school. 2 hour delay. No
fingers,
school.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
They're not gonna do that.
Probably not.
Even when the roads have been icy, my school's been like.
But
you're still coming to school.
Yeah, you can go slow, and they're like, just get here.
You can go slow, like.
Yeah. Well, the kids in my school don't think that way.
That's a good way of thinking.
They
there's
just
only
go fast.
Yes. You start sliding, hit the gas pedal. That is not what you do. You don't hit the brake either.
Isn't
you just
it,
let yourself slide.
Oh, don't you turn your wheel in the opposite way you're sliding?
It depends on if you want to lose traction or not.
Oh.
Because, yeah. Like, it's the
you
same thing when you're
just
hydroplaning.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be like Elsa in that situation.
Full circle.
That's a wrap for today. We went full circle.
Yep. No.
We go full circle a lot on this show, it feels like.
It's really good. Like, bringing it back to a good close.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because then you can, like, listen to it over and over and over again. And, like, you could play this on loop and people wouldn't understand.
Those TikToks and YouTube shorts where they're just on loop forever.
I hate them. Because I forget where I am and I'm just listening to the same audio repeat over and over again. And I'm like,
especially the ones where it's just music.
Yeah.
Or there's, like, no sound at all and it's like, wait, what?
You end up, like, giving them free views, which sucks.
And I go in the comments, so it's like, for all the people who wasted 5 minutes on this, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. At that point, you gotta get off and go do something else, because social media has consumed you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, why? It's just for views, so people get money.
But it's also kind of cool. I like when they do, like, a little loop. I'm like, okay.
I like that the people smooth. Who do it for fun, not for the people who just are like, make this confusing so we get views.
Like on TikTok, there's little like audios and it'll boost the algorithm really weird.
Yeah.
But they're like less than a second long, but they'll get like a billion views from like six people just watching it over 15 seconds.
It's true.
But it's interesting.
It's how you make infinite money. Infinite money glitch. What's it's not?
Oh, we have two more topics.
Okay, let's do them real fast.
Two. We have dose.
Both at once.
I don't know.
We could.
Yeah, I guess we could. No, that'd be kind of confusing.
Where is it?
I think there was another one.
Oh, there it is. I found it.
Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet?
Hands for feet.
Yeah, hands for feet.
Because I could like.
Yeah.
If you had feet for hands,
you couldn't really grab. Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to grab stuff?
You could walk on all fours really well. That's true. You'd be like a dog.
But like, I feel like your legs would not bend the right way to do that.
Man, you can think about that later.
Oh, yeah.
You have to like hold your hands up and like think about the way that they bend.
Just start walking upside down. Hey guys, you want to see a cool trick I can do?
That would be crazy.
You'd have to be good at handstands for that.
Or not. I mean, would your arms turn into legs, too, if you had feet for...
I don't think so.
Darn.
Oh.
There's a guy on TikTok.
They'd probably evolve.
You'd be very disproportionate.
Else, yeah. Ew.
It's my favorite way to start the day. Disproportionate. Mm-mm-mm.
What's your topic?
Mine was, would you talk to or hide from aliens if they came to Earth?
Oh. Probably hide at first.
I would hide.
I'd probably give him a little chit-chat. Say, hello, Mr. Alien. Welcome to Earth.
It might depend on what they look like.
If they're good aliens, if we know they're good, I'll go say hi.
What if they look really scary?
I'll hide.
Have you ever watched Home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would.
Remember the scary starfish guy?
Yeah.
What if they were like that?
That guy was not scary.
Well, once he came out of his shell, he wasn't. But like he looked like Pyramid Head, whatever.
Yeah, like, it wasn't nice when he was destroying the planet, but
no.
Hey.
He just wanted his kids back. He's like, man, I'm a single father or mother. I don't know. He's a starfish. I can't tell.
The little bonk thing where the eggs.
Yeah.
Just hitting people in the head, like shaking the little starfish around.
They say don't shake babies. Imagine the brain damage that generation had. You're not supposed to shake a baby.
No, probably not.
Have you ever held a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
very awkwardly, though.
Yeah. I'm too afraid. Because, like, they're so, like, gentle and soft.
Yeah.
Why do you put your arms like that?
Because that's, like, how I hold a baby outwards.
You hold a baby like this.
You
do.
You gotta support the head and all that.
Yeah, but, like, when you, like, you pick a... Well, what type of baby? Are we, like, newborn or, like...
Like, I don't know, six months plus.
And then, like, I feel bad picking them up, like, from their... armpits, like, you know, I feel bad. I feel like that would hurt.
Have you seen the ways they like weigh babies
and like the like little blender things?
Yeah,
whatever. That's how they give them x-rays.
That's x-rays, and then they like put them on like there's like this circular table scale thing. Have you seen those at the doctor's office?
Yeah,
like the x-ray thing is so crazy to be.
Don't they do the same thing to like cats and stuff?
I don't know.
Hold them still,
probably.
I don't know. If you don't want to like, give an animal anesthesia, you normally like put them in a very odd situation.
Yeah, because my cats would definitely not sit still.
No, yeah.
Maybe my cat, Frank.
My cat is a menace. Frank. Her name is Moki, and she's like 2 or 3 years old. She's a little munchkin.
Aww.
And she loves curtains and loves jumping on my record player. And I'm...
Oh, that's like when it's going?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's like... It has the little springs on the bottom, so it's a soft bounce.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried to like putting things on there, and she just knocks it off. And I'm like... You're a little toot. Little fart.
Yeah. My cats have never jumped on my record player, which is nice, but they will jump on my head while I'm asleep.
Oh.
She'll, like, need me while I'm asleep.
And then one of my cats, her name's Zelda, she will, like, lay on top of me as I sleep. So if I want to turn the other way, I can't unless I kick her off. And you don't want to kick a cat off you.
I accidentally rolled on top of my cat while I was sleeping, and she meowed at me and got very unhappy, and I said, I'm so sorry.
Aww.
She was cold. I had my window cracked and my fans on so I could, like, because I have a comforter, right? But it's, like, really, really heavy.
It's like a weighted blanket?
Yeah, but it's, like, thick. It's more thick than heavy.
Okay, yeah.
So it's, like, a little sauna underneath there, and I'll invite Moki, and she'll never come in. But she'll lay on top of me. And I accidentally rolled on top of her with the comforter on. She's like, man, it was cold out here and you messed me up.
Anyways, I think that's a good wrap today. Don't lay on your cats while you're sleeping.
Wrap them in a blanket instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, okay, I know we're wrapping up, but have you seen the guy who wraps his cat up in like a burrito?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I have.
But on that note...
Do that to people instead.
What?
Turn them into burritos.
Okay.
When I was little, I did that.
My mom did that to me every time I cried. Like I threw a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
I'd get swaddled and she'd say, are you done yet? I'd say, yes, ma'am.
Anyways.
That's it. I'm gone.
I feel like that's a good way to wrap the show up today, I guess. We've gone through many things today.
Yay.
But thank you guys for listening. You'll listen to us next week. We won't see you. No one sees anyone. But
boo.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Broadcasting 400 watts of pure radio power. Giant 90.9.